candidate would be in a tight race with McCain, who readily lists a host of tall order tasks ahead. McCain must raise money to compete with better-funded Democrats, energize a party that's divided his candidacy, introduce him to voters beyond the Vietnam War hero status, and outline a vision and a call for change after 8 years of President Bush. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNNews.com.
With a word about Israel, here's best-selling author and Bible teacher Kay Arthur.
If you could only visit one country, one nation on the face of this earth, it should be Israel, because then you'll never be the same.
To start planning your trip to Israel today, call 1-888-77-ISRAEL or visit www.goisrael.com.
You'll never be the same.
Doctors now leery of the drug Vytorin, as we hear from Carlotta Bradley.
The study suggests the drug does nothing to keep plaque from clogging arteries, even though it lowered three key risk factors in heart disease. A heart specialist who's also a spokesman for the American Heart Association says doctors expected at least a glimmer of benefit. The scientist who led the study on 720 people with super high cholesterol says it appears the drug does zilch when it comes to limiting plaque buildup. Congress and New York officials are investigating why results were not released for nearly...
You get upset and overreact, and something, the experience gets inside your head and you get upset with that, make yourself worse. You can break this vicious cycle. Log on to FHU.com and read Post-Traumatic Stress Syndrome. We all have it. Listen to my radio program, Advice Line, live streaming on FHU.com 10 to midnight Pacific Time and on over 100 stations. For my book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, call 866-RADIO-ROY. I'm Roy Masters.
Nothing feels better than a little Northern Air. The Northern Air Resort in Three Lakes, Wisconsin is one of the area's greatest vacation spots with the world's largest freshwater chain of lakes. The Northern Air Resort has year-round recreation, snowshoeing, snowmobiling with snowmobile rentals available, cross-country skiing, hiking, an indoor pool and hot tub. The huge 50-person outdoor hot tub is open year-round, and their outdoor patios and fire pits are the perfect place for gathering with friends. Relax in the full-service spa, or just lounge in a one- or two-bedroom suite complete with fireplace, full kitchen, whirlpool tub, flat-screen TV, and DVD player. To plan your Northwoods getaway, call 888-242-1600. That's 888-242-1600. Or visit NorthernAirResortAndSpa.com.
The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Freedom Rings. I'm your host, Kenneth John. With me today is Veronique. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Just fine?
I'm on my way.
You're on your way in.
On my way. We're going to do the first segment from my car driving through the rain. Isn't it been just a beautiful, wonderful spring?
Of course. Well, I always say the more rain, the better, because it means beautiful summer.
Oh, well, there. You're always looking at the bright side of life.
I'm trying to, at least.
Well, I don't know. March came in like a lion and out like a rhinoceros, as John Belushi would have said. But I guess there it is. That's it. I think Cubs are opening day tomorrow, aren't they?
It's opening day for the Cubs today.
Oh, that's today?
But I highly doubt it's going to happen today.
It doesn't look like it. It doesn't quite look like it. All righty. Well, anyway, let's see. We are going to have an open line today, and I do have a stupid regulation of the week. This is kind of a fun, well, it's not funny. It's kind of sad, actually. In a sense, it's funny, but not to the victims. Well, you remember Katrina and how the government's been doing just a wonderful job for the Katrina victims.
Of course.
Some people still haven't got the money they were promised to help rebuild. Others, evidently, through the firm that has, I guess, been contracted out by the federal government to supply needed aid to the victims. Evidently, overpaid many of them, even up to the tune of $150,000. Many to the tune of $35,000. So what they're doing now, since they've discovered they've overpaid some people, they are going after them through collection agents and such to collect the money. Because you can imagine, you know, being devastated, having your house lost, then promised to have support from the federal government, finally given after a long time waiting, trailers to live in that had formaldehyde fumes, and finally given some payments, for some, others not at all, and then discovering that you were paid by $35,000, maybe $150,000, and now they're going to come after and get you. This is called Charity at Work by the federal government, folks. That's why, in my opinion, and I think most libertarians, charity is best done through the churches, the neighborhoods, the extended family, and actual real true charitable organizations. Not charity through the government, which is really extortion, collected by the gun pointed at your head, basically. You will be charitable, or we'll throw you in jail. And if you resist going to jail, then we'll shoot you. That's charity by the government, folks. And then when they do it, they screw it up every time. Every time. Because there's no proper incentives in place for government work. So, one more example, folks, of how and why government does not work. Well, I think this may be a good time. I think maybe I can get to the studio by the time all the first segment is done turning. So,
all right.
So I think what we'll do is, folks, open line today. Anything about politics, law, economics, and or philosophy is welcome. I am going to talk a little bit about the most recent, I should say, addition to the Libertarian Party is Senator Mike Gravel of Alaska, former U.S. Senator, actually the first senator ever to join the Libertarian Party. He has just joined the party, and he's going to run for president as a Libertarian. So that could be interesting, and I will have a little bit to say after this break. We will be back after a few messages.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
The Ron Paul Revolution is alive, well, and accelerating. People from all ages and walks of life have rediscovered freedom and its greatest modern champion, Congressman Ron Paul. As a result of Dr. Paul's campaign for president, many people are choosing opportunity over fear, peace over war, prosperity instead of crippling government debt, honest money instead of rampant inflation, and freedom over stifling regulation. Government isn't the answer. It is the problem. Let's move the revolution forward. Join the Fox Valley Freedom Coalition at our next meeting to advance the Ron Paul Freedom Revolution. We meet at Empty Barrels, 98 West Main Street, which is Route 72, just west of the Fox River in West Dundee, on the first Saturday of the month at 5 p.m. For more information, call Jared at 224-402-8148. That's 224-402-8148.
All right.
Good timing.
We're back. It's raining cats and dogs out there, as they say.
Good to know.
where did that come from, cats and dogs?
I don't know. That's something I should look up, though, try to figure out where that came from.
That'd be an interesting find. All these weird phrases. You know, gee willikers, that's from the 50s. Ever hear that one?
I have. My dad still uses that one.
Where did that come from? Well, okay.
Well, welcome back.
All right. It's pouring out. I don't think the Cubs are going to play today.
I don't think they are. Okay. They're supposed to. Oh, thank you.
All right. Field of Dreams is the ad for the FVFC.
Ah, okay. Okay.
All right. So, open line, folks. Okay, Mike Gravel, Senator Mike Gravel, is running for president with the Libertarian Party. Interesting fellow. He's in favor of replacing the income tax with the that so-called fair tax, the national sales tax. Wants to get us out of these wars. He was actually the person that released the Pentagon Papers in Congress during the Vietnam War era. Big hang-up is he's in favor of a certain type of universal health care, which is actually a health care voucher plan. I'm assuming it'd have to be funded by the government, of course, and sure, a lot of the libertarians will have a problem with that. So it should be interesting. But gives the Libertarian Party a little bit of notoriety. I guess it's open to question whether that's a good notoriety or not. So love to hear your views on that or anything else about politics, law, economics, or philosophy. Give us a call. And who do we got on the line here, Veronique?
We have Buster.
Ooh, that sounds like a new first-time caller. Hi, Buster. How you doing?
Well, actually, it's Bob, but there's so many Bobs, I'll go by Buster, if that's all right.
Oh, that's fine. That's
all fine. Right, fine. Now, before we get into any long conversations about this and that, there's three things I'd like the listeners to respond to. I'd like to get some information on the progress of the bill that they have in the House where they're going to ID all the bullets and ammunition. That's supposed to be peddling around in the House.
Right.
And if you get on the computer, they can give you the status of all the bills. Second one is red money. Now, what the heck is red money? I've heard that there is, I think it's $20 bills or $50 bills that are marketed, printed up by the United States government, and whether or not it's a currency to compete with the euro or not. And then the third item is that the medical marijuana bill that they think is might be able to get passed. So
now, is this this medical marijuana bill passed? Is that's through the Congress, U.S. Congress?
No, it's state.
Oh, that's the state. Okay.
Yeah. So those three things, I would like to have somebody, if they know anything about it, call in and let us know.
All right. Very good. Very good. Okay. I appreciate that. Those are all good issues. The medical marijuana, the reason I asked if it was state or, if it was state or federal, because I know that Barney Frank is also introducing legislation in the U.S. Congress to decriminalize marijuana. I guess not just medical marijuana, but small quantities of marijuana. Now, again, I don't know how far that'll get. I understand in the state legislature, this is there's a really good chance of it actually passing.
That's what one or two people have said, that there's more going leaning towards it. I guess California already has it, and possibly some other states. But instead of, people getting in a long-winded dissertations on this and that, those three items, I would like to have somebody call in and give us some good information on it.
All right, very good. Thanks for your call, Buster.
Right. Bye.
Bye. It'd be interesting to see if the medical marijuana bill in Illinois is passed. Of course, the Republicans who are in favor of state rights, of course they've been pretty hard on clamping down on the legal purchase of marijuana in California and other states. Even though it's legal there, they've just just arresting people in droves. So much for states' rights by Republicans. So we'll see what happens with that. But I think maybe, hopefully, the tide is turning. The whole issue of marijuana, to me, is so insane. Absolutely insane. Marijuana has never killed anybody. Yet you have these prescription drugs pushed on consumers through television ads all the time. You see that more than anything else. And then, of course, they're bound to explain the possible side effects, which is, I forget the euphemism, but it's something like termination of life, some of the uses of these drugs. Yes, people have died from some of these prescription drugs that are being pushed by ads on TV. And I'm not saying, in a free market that shouldn't be able to happen, but the problem is that there are two standards in this country. There are the government-approved fascist drug company standards that allow you to take poison and die from them. And then there's the God's own miracle drug, marijuana, that's made illegal, even though it hasn't ever killed anybody. And, it's the old story about if somebody's driving drunk from alcohol on the roads, he's going 88 miles an hour or more. And somebody who's stoned on marijuana might be going 8 miles an hour, looking over his shoulder to see if the cops are behind you if you're speeding too fast. So, I'm sorry, folks. And this gateway, some people say it's a gateway drug. Well, yeah, so was milk. And 99% people who are heroin addicts started on milk. Correlation isn't necessarily causative.
Unbelievable.
It is. It really is. It really is. It's insane. But maybe, hopefully, a little bit of reason is entering the light of day concerning marijuana. I sure hope so. The Real ID Act. I know Buster mentioned ID bullets, but it made me think about the Real ID Act, which the deadline is today for states to ask for extensions or exemptions or whatever from the federal government to comply to the Real ID law. And states are standing up pretty firm against it. Montana, New Hampshire, South Carolina. And even though they haven't asked for extensions, I think the federal government has gone ahead and granted extensions to New Hampshire and maybe Montana too. But they were threatening to not allow citizens of those states to fly anymore starting in May. If states were either not in total compliance to the Real ID Act or at least were announcing that they're making steps towards complying and would just need an extension. Of course, there are some of us who believe that this is really has more to do with police state control than it does to really real security. So that will be an interesting thing to watch. As far as the ID bullets in the state legislature, I'm not aware of the status of that. If anybody knows that and would like to give us a call at 847-931-1410, I'd sure appreciate that. And red money. Now, Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, has said for years that, you know, what's coming is a different colored money and implications back. And he used to say this in the late 70s. The implication was that because of rampant inflation, that actually you'd have to turn in your other dollars for these colored dollars, and there would be actually a devaluation. That maybe ten of your old dollars would be worth one of your new dollars or something like that. So I don't know if that's the case in this case. Yes, inflation is starting to get out of hand, and I think the worst days, unfortunately, as far as our monetary system is concerned, the worst days are yet to come. But I don't think we're there yet, as far as a devaluation is concerned. But if anybody else has any other information, I appreciate your call at 847-931-1410. We have a dead audience today, Veronique. Nobody's calling.
Maybe it's the rain. It scared them all away.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. What else is happening? We got renewed violence in Iraq. Al-Sadr has started attacking government forces and U.S. forces in retaliation to the U.S. forces coming in and attacking them. Surprise, surprise. But now he has, I guess, lately, over the last 24 hours, there has been a ceasefire. And he says, we'll stop if you stop. So we'll see what happens. We'll see who's in control, if it's the Iraqi government in control or the United States government, as far as what happens to al-Sadr and his gang. So that's the latest in Iraq. But again, Iraq, you know, for all the talk about the surge working, well, there's still a lot of people dying. And, of course, it's costing us our economy. It's costing us billions of dollars, probably before it's all over, $3 trillion for this ridiculous war. Or, you know, for what reason? You know, Iraq never attacked us. They had no part of 911. We're not connected with Al-Qaeda. There were no weapons of mass destruction. But we've made a real mess about Iraq. And now the reasoning is, oh, now we got to fix it because we screwed it up. Well, we may just keep on screwing it up even more if we stay. Okay, so folks, we got Iraqi foreign policy. We've got the Real ID Act. We got ID bullets in the state. We got medical marijuana, red money. All these are on your plate at 847-931-1410. And I'll tell you what, let's take a break and see if we get some calls. We'll be back after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones. Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19 out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected
George W. Bush
as president
and re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public schools.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Hey,
ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need software installed and configured? Call John. Want to learn word processing or Excel spreadsheets? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want to upgrade your computer? Call John. Need to build a wireless network? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri, make him your go-to tech guy. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. Open line. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. If you ever want to get on the air, this is the time, folks. It's still open, open, open line.
Yes, it is.
Here we got one call.
Yay.
Yeah. I don't know. It's maybe a dreary day or something. We got gun rights to talk about. You know, we could talk about the Iraqi war, the mortgage crisis, which is tied to the financial crisis. Oh, here we go. Okay. Now you're starting to wake up, folks. I thought you were going to let me swing it in the wind. So, all right, who do we got first, Veronique?
We've got Tom.
Okay. Hey, Tom, how you doing? Hello?
Yeah, I got some extra time here with the strike going on in truckers.
Oh.
Hey, all you boys, get your milk, your bread, and your disposables, get them a day if you can, get in that store, because if it does come true, there will start to be spot shortages the next morning. Most of these grocery store products that are disposable, like milk and bread, they come every day in transports, and I got a feeling the way they're talking about this strike, that some of the boys are going to go to the mat on this one. So
what is this? The Teamsters are going on strike or threatening?
No, we haven't heard from them fellas as far as in this local neighborhood. What they're doing up and down these roads is the independent truck drivers are going on strike.
For what reason?
They're complaining about the $4 a gallon diesel fuel costs.
Well, what? I mean, strike against whom? I mean, I don't quite understand.
I think we're just trying to express Jeff and Dan and Mark's, everyone's frustration. Just shut them down. Yeah. Maybe if you guys don't get your toys for a couple hours, maybe you'll see there's a need for a real energy policy here in America. So,
but it's going to hurt the consumers, there's nothing they can do about it.
Virtually. Oh, but the particular item is they want to release some from the strategic fund. You guys know about
the strategic oil reserve.
Yep, they want to release some, which I believe, I don't know if it's in natural, I don't know how it's probably not natural gas split, obviously, but I don't know how much diesel sitting in the ground that they could bring to bear quickly. But I got one diesel receipt out 1998. I was paying $1.09 in the state of Ohio, $1.09 a gallon in 1998. We're at $2.08 now, and we're all paying $4 everywhere.
Right. It's killing. It's killing the economy, and I think there are a couple of reasons for high oil prices. Number one, actually, I think is the failure of the dollar, the declining dollar. It's gotten so low in value that commodities that we get from basically from overseas so much, naturally, the relative price has to go up, but it's not the real price. It's because of the fact that our dollars aren't buying as much as they used to. That's the first thing. Second thing, of course, is the Iraqi war. That's killing us. It's creating a situation where supplies are not. We can't be assured of supplies from time to time, and that creates unrest and uneasiness, and that boosts the futures prices on oil.
But you are exactly right, and there's not a single economist, including Mark, that won't agree with you on the prices, the problems with the shrinking dollar. And he'll throw in the fact that when the Saudis or the Arabs or where the cartel decides to not accept dollars and move either to euros or to their currency, then that could be the onset of the depression.
That would really do it. That would just flatten the house of cards that have already started.
It's kind of funny because your audience actually kind of listen and they're going like, you know, that guy is a big, fat, stupid, white trash trucker, but seems like he actually has some care about the community. So what I wanted to get off, because I know you got a bunch of guys calling, but I did want to say, watch out for this independent strike. They say that's only that we only haul for the smaller companies. Have you heard? You haven't heard nothing about this yet, huh?
No, I haven't.
All right, they're throwing the lie out. Oh, independents only haul for, you know, and, you know, come on, every large company's got their independent branch, and we haul for GM, Ford, we haul for everybody, you know. They tried to move the cost of work comp and health insurance to the individual drivers, so those with the spirit to have their own truck went ahead, converted to be independent drivers often, and that's one bunch of them. So it's going to be interesting. The other station, they tried to, you know, in their silly, hissy-fit way, they tried to make a statement out of it, but nobody would even call them to discuss it with them because, you know, because they're such a social phony down there. But I wanted to say to you, the way you get out every week, man, you're a strong man, and I really appreciate you coming out and letting the truth be told. And I love you guys down there at WRMN. Michael, you slot at regular time. I love Gutter Helmet, but I don't, you know, come on. I need my hour a week so these boys can tell the truth. Let the trucks roll. Besides that, all the oil companies stocked owned by human beings and people, you know. We're people. We own oil stocks, man. You know? If you're out there driving a truck and you're not protected under your contract, then you don't deserve to be out here. If you're not getting the surcharge plus, then we don't even want you out here on the big road. So these are shakeouts that happen naturally. I mean, does it have to be $4 a gallon? I don't think so. Let's get a nationwide policy, and let's move to sustainable energy.
Okay, Tom, thanks for your call. Thanks for your heads up, and thanks for starting it off today.
I love you.
All right. When we have next...
Linda's next.
That sounds possibly... Hi, Linda, how you doing?
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment. When you were in the car talking about Katrina, I just wanted to make a comment and say, I'd like to know why there's so many people without their homes. And I guess I just don't understand it, or I haven't paid attention enough. Something's not right there. Where my husband works, his boss has donated. He matched whatever the people, and he's a self-made millionaire. Whatever anybody would send in to the company.
He would match.
He would match.
Right.
And we're not talking
about... But where did that money go? I guess that's the question.
Yes.
And if it's, I'm telling you, if it's managed by the federal government, you know, it's a problem.
It's a big problem.
And the way Katrina's been handled has just been a horrendous tragedy. And, you know, my hearts go out to those people who still don't have homes, who haven't got the payments. I mean, not that, you know, as a libertarian, I don't believe that Americans should be forced to help anybody out in any situation. It reminds me of the old Davy Crockett speech in Congress, "Not yours to give," which it's probably time to recite that once again. But that doesn't mean that as individuals, the charity isn't a good thing. And I think if it was handled through private means and didn't go through the federal government first, I think people would be a lot better off.
I agree. I agree 100%. When are we going to get smart?
Well, that's a, a million-dollar question, but that million-dollar question is only worth about $1,000 these days, Linda.
I'm so disappointed in all of that.
Are you a first-time caller?
Well, to your show, yes.
Oh.
But not to the radio shopping show.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your call.
Bye now.
Bye. And we have...
Jeff's next.
Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
You're slow today on the uptake.
Okay.
You're usually first out of the box.
Oh, no. I know. I'm trying to be low-key, I guess. Maybe I should just get off the radio entirely, right?
Well, who says that?
Well, here's the thing. You know, you're all talking about this. Tom brought up something I was going to talk about. The trucker thing. And I had said this last week that... see, I know people who are truckers. I don't know about him. I don't know if he's independent or not, but I know a lot of people that are basically going belly up because they can't afford to pay the gas price for diesel.
Right.
Out west, it's like it's a lot steeper than it is here because of the form of taxes. You know, it's probably going to be 20 some odd cents more per gallon for diesel than it is here.
Hmm.
Now, here's the thing, all right? And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Until everybody's hurting in their pocketbooks, nothing's going to change. Because at this point in time, it's the I want attitude of this country. Everybody wants certain things. People haven't stopped buying, you know, the Xboxes and all the crap for the kids, although it is slowing down. I just noticed in my hometown now that Sharper Image is pulling up stakes. Basically, in the state, there will only be three Sharper Image places in the state of Illinois. If you look on a daily basis on Daily Herald or the Tribune or the Sun-Times, whatever, they'll tell you how many companies, you know, like Motorola is folding up and going out of town or out of country. The state of Illinois is not feasible to live in anymore. Now, somebody would go to me, and I've heard people on this radio station come at me and say, well, how come, you know, if you don't like it, you're going to move. Well, where are you going to move to? You know, I mean, here's the point.
Maybe New Zealand or Costa Rica, I don't know.
Well, you know, it's hard. I was talking about this, Mike, you know.
Or the Lakota Nation, which has declared its independence from the United States.
Well, good for them. I was talking earlier about the economy and how it is. And the point is there's no clarity in budget for whether it be state, municipality, or federal. You know, nobody knows where the money is. Everybody says follow the dollar. Well, these guys have free reign to do whatever they want when they want. They pass themselves raises left and right, but then they say, oh, we need more taxes. You know, it makes no sense. Although they are smart because they do what they want to do when we do and when they want to do it. You know, and it's like, okay, we have no choice as a nation. There isn't a Republican citizen out here that can really make a difference, that could change the course of this country. Not one. It's got to be thousands or millions of people, and this is where it comes down to the voting habit. Now, I'm not trying to go all over the place. I'm trying to make this a point. We only have one way to change this country, and that's the way we vote, our habits.
If you keep on doing what you've always done, you'll keep on getting what you've always got.
Exactly.
And
anyway,
it's time people stop. The Republicans and the Democrats have not come through. They haven't done the job for the American people. It's time for a change.
I agree.
What is your impression, first impressions of, I mean, if you hear the term Senator Mike Gravel, what do you say? What do you think about that?
I've never heard of him.
Okay. He ran for president as a Democrat earlier. I don't know if you remember him being in the debates, but the early debates he was in there. And he was
Wait a minute. I think I know now.
The old guy.
Great. Well, yeah. Well, it's like Ron Paul. He's not getting any notoriety. See, this is what's wrong with both parties, is that they focus on their key candidates. It's not wide open to everybody. I mean, right now, Democrats are screwing themselves by saying, you know, all I heard all weekend was Hillary, call it quits and back Barack Obama. Well, this is the kind of mentality both the Republicans and the Democrats have. We keep voting them in, though. I mean, if you talk to a Democrat, they'll say, well, you know, they'll still be bitter about the Monica thing, you know, and the Republicans will be bitter about something else. Back and forth, it's tit for tat, tit for tat, instead of doing the right thing. And I'm really
scared. They're into power. They're into power. It's just those infighting things, like those are just sideshows.
I know.
Those are sideshows. Well, both parties, they're in it for the power. The Republicans proved that. Republicans talked a good game about limited government. They got in power and said, well, not for us, because we're good guys. We can handle the power. It's the Democrats who can't handle the power. And then now the Democrats are out of power. They say, look at the Republicans, the way they handle, you know, power. They're taking away our rights, blah, 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 blah. It's a farce. Neither of those care about our rights or about our pocketbook. They care about power and power alone.
You know, I'll tell you what, people might think I'm nuts and I just talk a lot of talk, but I'm working with Senator Lawson on SJR 13, and I'm trying to get that done. That's one of my things that I'm trying to get.
And that bill is for what? It's for what purpose?
It's for the Senate Joint Resolutions for property tax cap like they do in California. It works out there, and it doesn't work. We don't have anything out here. We need to do that. The other thing is that I'm feeling it personally, and I'll tell you what, when everybody wants money, when every Congress and the Senate or any government entity needs money, they cry, and they cry a lot, and they cry hard, and they figure out a way to do fancy footwork with the way they talk and try to get you to spend money, saying that, well, we don't have this and we don't have that. The point being is I'm savvy to it, listening to this station and other ones, and listen to some of the people who call in that email me back and forth, finding out the government, most governments, they only have one thing in mind, and that's power and the prestige of having that, you know, that book, that paycheck at the end of every month or whatever it is. They don't want to give it up. And there's just too much, I think it's personally too much power in this country. I think somebody needs to be smacked down and butt good. But, you know, I'm out here not armchair quarterbacking like I don't know anything, because I do. My bottom line is, like you guys, to get the word out. You know, I don't believe in conspiracy theories. I won't really comment about them unless I could see something of proof, something that's a valid proof. So, you know, I've just seen it. I'm going off of what I did. But anyway, I will get off so somebody else can call on. And by the way, I know Mike earlier said he got a call from Dan. And he's a communist about NASCAR. NASCAR is great. That's number one thing in the nation. Go NASCAR. Later.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. This is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. We do have an open line. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. Give us a call. We will be back after a few messages.
Hello friends, this is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute, and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its Constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
All right, we are back to Freedom Rings. I love that bumper. That's Paul Seabar and the New Milwaukeeans. Ever hear of them?
I have not.
They actually, I'm not sure if they're still around. I think they are. They're kind of a semi-local band. I mean, from Milwaukee, actually. But they play, like the Cubby Bear Lounge, and they'll play a lot of Wrigleyville
I will
stints.
Have to check it
and
out.
And they are a great dance band. You know, they do funk and boogie it's... They're a lot of fun. Great band.
That's right up my alley.
Paul, oh, you'd love them then. Paul Seabar and the New Milwaukeeans. You know, it's got a great bass, brass background and saxophone, female lead singer and male sing. They both just a lot of fun. So anyway, okay. Well, still, folks, if you want to get on the air, this is the time. It's right open. But for now, I'd like to talk about. The Libertarian candidate for the 14th Congressional District running against Oberweis and Foster is Dan Druck. Dan Druck's a great guy, and he's going to be a great candidate, citizen candidate, not a professional politician. He has his own architectural firm. He's a veteran, and he's and the best thing is that he's right on the issues, wants us to get us out of... all these wars, including the wars in the Middle East and all the occupations throughout the world, eliminate the income tax. A lot of the basic beliefs that Ron Paul actually had running for president. And he's running for Congress, folks. The thing is, a third party has to get, like, it's unbelievable, over 10 times as many signatures. I think the Democrats, Republicans have to get around 800-900 signatures to get on the ballot for U.S. Congress in the 14th district. We have to get 10,000. So yeah, it's over 10 times as many people in the land of the free, home of the brave, you know, so-called democracy in America. That's how it works. That's what it really, to me, it's so hilarious when we sent envoys to third world countries to monitor the elections like as if we have it right in this country. And the the ballot access laws are so atrocious, they're so harmful, they are so outrageous, keeping third parties out and only Republicans and Democrats not having real competition, since they're pretty much the same party anyway. It's just one faction of angling for power versus another faction angling for power. And third parties, of course, want real change, and we can't have that in this country. So let's make the ballot access laws so onerous that if they do get on the ballot, they spend all the money just on getting the ballot. But anyway, folks, even because of that, we are going to get on the ballot, but we need your help. We need to get those signatures, and we have till about June 23rd to do that. I'm going to have petitions ready for Dan in a few days, and we'll start, hopefully, at the Kane County Flea Market this weekend. We have a gun show in the following weekend. There's also college campuses we can always go to and get signatures. We need to, if you really want change and you want to send somebody who to Congress who really will make a difference, please let me know. Help with the ballot access. Help us in getting signatures to get Dan Druck on the ballot. And you can contact me at ken@freedomrings.net. That's ken@freedomrings.net. Send me a line if you'd like to help with Dan's campaign and getting on the ballot and overcoming these onerous ballot access laws that we have here in Illinois. Okay. Oh, I thought we had a call, but we didn't.
No, wrong show they were calling for.
Radio shopping show?
Yeah.
Okay, what else has happened, Veronique, in this lovely land of ours? Locally? Boy, what a dead day. The Cubs opening day. We could talk about the Cubs.
We could.
Our Cubs. The Cubs actually, on paper, look like they could have a great season this year. But they always, on paper, look like
exactly.
They could have a great season.
Always on paper.
So, so you know, I think if Kerry Wood stays healthy, I think it could be an exciting season with Marmol as the back, as the, what do they say? The, not the closer, but the guy before the closer, whatever that term is. That those are two great relief pitchers. If they stay healthy, I think the Cubs are in great shape. Okay, we got Mike. Hey, Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Ken, long time no talk.
I'm swinging in the wind today.
I'm sorry. I'm in my office, like 5 feet away from you, and I'm like, I have to call up and say my few things.
Okay.
So, how you been this weekend?
Good. It's actually my painting business finally picking up.
Well, it's springtime. It's about time, you know?
It's about time. It started
that is good.
Late, but at least it started now.
I was wondering if on Saturday night you had the chance to turn off your lights from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
The city said they saved 5% on energy.
Oh, yeah?
That's like minuscule compared to how much they could have saved. Do you know anything about it?
I heard about that, and to me it was, I don't know, it's... I mean, if it's to save money, that's one thing, but it seemed to me the whole inspiration was to save the planet.
Well, we have to save our planet. Don't you know it's going to pieces?
Yeah. This notion that we have limited resources and we're going to run out of resources is such a ridiculous notion. There's no basis in scientific fact for that. If you trace, for example, known reserves of oil from 1900 till today, you'll find out that every decade the so-called experts say, "Oh, we only have 20 more years of reserve left," and then 20 years later, they, "Well, we have 20 more years of oil reserve left," and there's always 20 years of reserve. And actually, today I think it's 40 years of oil reserve left. There's even more there was in 1900.
It keeps changing.
Oh well, it's all a matter of economics, folks. If the product of the commodity becomes more dear, then it becomes worth it to extract it from the earth. I mean, actually, I suppose, I mean, it actually poses a philosophical question if resources are really limited. But if most of our energy or all of our energy actually comes from the sun, yes, it's limited in the fact that, yeah, maybe the sun's gonna die in about 500,000 years.
Yeah.
Yes. In that essence, I guess maybe we have limited resources. Of course, you want to get more philosophical. There's a lot more suns available out there and in an infinite manner, I would think.
Well, yeah. But, you know, Ken, let me ask you this. What if you're wrong? Because there's no scientific theory or fact to back this up, it could be right or it could be wrong.
Thank you. Thank you for asking that question, because that's another one of my pet peeves.
Okay, good,
Is that one of the what-if-you're-wrong scenario?
Yeah, what if you're wrong, Ken?
The problem...
I know it's hard to believe, but you could be wrong.
No, the problem with the The problem with the premise of that question is that it implies that if you do act, if you do act on something, of course, there are ramifications, right? If you don't act, there are none. No, there's acting or non-acting. There's always ramifications from that.
Right, right.
So to say that, well, if you're wrong, we must do something anyway, just in case. But the fact of that acting may be more negative than us not acting. If, for example, if we put a huge carbon tax on CO2 emissions, it may devastate the economy so much that the results of doing that would be a lot more devastating than not doing anything. So you can never say that doing something or not doing something, that there is no ramification either way. There always is. So that what if you're wrong does not apply. What you have to look at is what is the science, what's the best science, and what are the best alternatives available.
And because there's no science to back it up.
Right. And then there is no science to back up. And the actual, what they're proposing to do with the carbon tax would limit so much the change of CO2, it's not worth it.
Yeah, well put, Ken. Well, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate your call. Okay, quotation week. This is my own soon-to-be-famous quotation. There is no one more radical or crazy and crazy than the person who is just a little bit more radical and crazy on the margin than you are.
The preceding paid program sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications.
This is the home of the most amazing show on the radio. The Radio Shopping Show.
WRMN, AM 1410, Elgin.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Dick Shannon. The Bush administration's top housing official is resigning at a time when the housing industry is embroiled in crisis. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Alfonso Jackson's resignation will take effect April 18th. Jackson under criminal investigation, fending off allegations of cronyism and favoritism involving HUD contractors for the past 2 years. President Bush is on his way for a one-week conference in Europe and Russia. White House reporter Connie Lawn tells us more.
President Bush is the top leader in the NATO conference in Bucharest. He hopes to persuade the countries to send more troops